What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
In the light, ain't no wrong. caught a while. Well, I've caught a while. Well, I've caught a while. Well, I'm gone.
Bad Bunny.
Who's next year?
I don't know if they're gonna be able to top the controversialness of Bad Bunny though.
It wasn't controversial.
What was controversial though?
Everybody in the United States forgot that the United States is just a fucking part.
It's a melting pot. Yeah, for real.
It's just the part of America.
Puerto Rico is kind of United States.
It is. It's America.
It's all. Yeah. It's Puerto Rico, Guam.
For sure.
There's a few more.
It'd be nice to know what he said.
So you're telling me that Gulf of America makes a whole lot of sense?
Yes.
I saw you had posted that on your on your Facebook. I almost commented on it, but I'm like, I'm not getting involved in that.
Right when I posted, I said,
John's gonna have something to say.
Like speak American.
<Ooh-wee. laughs> A little fun. Welcome you, everybody. It's good to be back. We 2 weeks off. What?
No, not quite.
No, 2 weeks.
Yeah. Ooh, there was a lot going on, dude. I felt like things were heated. We got Epstein files. Nothing's going to be done about that. We got the Super Bowl. I mean, last Sunday was a Super Bowl. We didn't do an episode.
It was beautiful.
What could you say now that hasn't been said? John, what's up?
I wish I could say something that hasn't been said. Then I might have something to say. No.
Oh, hey. Wow. What's up, Web?
Going on, guy?
And Brother Cat.
I don't want your life. Mox. Varsity Blues. James Vanderbeek.
R.I.P.
Didn't he pass away?
R.I.P. Yeah. Sure
that's
did.
What I thought. And he
it's
like,
3 days ago. Yeah.
His family has started a GoFundMe. Because he had gotten like $1.5 million in medical debt.
Yeah.
Damn, I guess the Dawson's Creek money wasn't that good. Yeah.
Well,
I
mean,
that was a long time ago.
and with today.
It ain't still playing.
I think he was a solid guy. You never can tell if something is AI or not. But it was like apparently like one of the last videos that he had made before he had passed on. And he was kind of like talking about where he finds value, and like he's like, I used to find value in being an actor and being successful in that, and then like it was empty, and he kind of rode through, and like toward the end of the video, he had shared that he had left because he took a lot of pride in being a husband, a provider, and a father, and then he talked, he moved away from treatment, and so I mean, I bet he did like did everything that he could do to survive. I mean, he was a young father, young kids, leaving a lot behind.
Always the worst. That's always the worst, man.
Let's look at his film.
I saw filmography. We know Dawson's Creek, and
he was in Jay and Silent Bob.
That's the clip I saw.
Yeah.
Patrick Bateman's brother. What? American Psycho.
Oh yeah.
Everybody knows that. Yeah. Rules of Attraction. That movie. Yeah.
Okay.
He's Sean Bateman, and he calls, makes a phone call. He's like, "Hey, Patrick. Patrick Bateman." Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Cool. That's cool, man.
Yeah.
It's real cool.
James
Vander.
I mean, did y'all ever watch Dawson's Creek?
I watched it too.
I was like, hey, I don't want to wait.
It kind of had its lame parts.
48.
Y'all just nailed it. I don't want to wait.
That was it. That was the one.
I don't want to wait.
Yes. You knew it as soon as it was coming on. And then you're like, motherfucking Dawson's Creek is coming on.
Yeah.
It felt like I'd hop off the school bus and turn the TV on and I don't want to wait.
wait.
Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, here we are.
Damn.
Hell yeah, Jeff.
It's like, I just watched it for
Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes, yeah.
What was the blonde chick's name?
Michelle Williams. That's the one that turned out to be the best actress.
She was better than Katie Holmes,
dude. That's Heath Ledger's.
Why did she get out of being in Bateman's Batman? Christian Bale's Batman. Remember, she was the main chick, and then in the second film, she was out.
I don't know, man.
Scientology.
Yeah, Scientology. Cut that shit out, bro. Nope.
Was she Scientology?
Katie Holmes. Well, so she was in Batman Begins, but if you remember, they replaced, and she's like, one of the pinnacle parts of the film, and then you get a brand new chick in there. You're like,
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
Hey, Maggie Gyllenhaal's kind of hot, too.
Well, yeah, she was a replacement.
She's a better actress.
I'm just saying it like...
It was totally due to Scientology.
It was all Tom Cruise's fault.
All Tom Cruise.
I touched her name.
No.
But they weren't that time.
Yeah. No. They were together. You know who she's with now? Or was last time? This is an odd couple.
Holiday News. Hollywood News.
Jamie Foxx.
What?
Like the black guy?
Yeah.
Well, all right.
All right.
You got anything else you'd like to add to that?
More Black History Month.
All right. All right. So, yeah. Hold on. I thought there may be another.
Wow, John.
I'm like, hold on. This doesn't make sense.
Is there a different Jamie Foxx out there?
I didn't know they. What are you trying to say?
Like, damn.
John. No, Scientology is for everybody.
I was like, hold on. He's like way older than her, too. So it didn't
older.
Make a lot of sense.
H is just
I don't think he's that much older than you think.
Yeah.
He's not really in much to shout out.
Yeah, you're thinking of Katie Holmes still in Dawson's Creek era. Yeah.
That's when they had the Jamie Foxx show. He was probably like 20-something then.
Yeah.
It's just, I feel like he's a lot older because he was a lot older when I saw him in TV for the first time.
This is how... His acting career is
not shit, great. Dude.
I see, one of 2025 Tubi original Sideline 2.
Hell yeah!
Sideline the QB and me.
What was the thing that he got so famous for?
Episode of Walker.
Ray,
I'm talking about
Ray.
I didn't even know they brought Walker back.
Like he did Ray, and then Quentin Tarantino's like, hey, we got Django Unchained coming up. Let's do this.
Yeah, Quentin Tarantino wasn't like that. Jamie Foxx had to go in and audition for that. He wanted freaking Will Smith. Then the second choice is Idris Elba, which I think should be the new Bond.
James Bond?
I really do.
I feel like Denzel's going to be the new James Bond.
I don't know if Denzel's youthful enough for action scenes.
To
do it all.
They'll have
his Eagle Eyes. Eagle Eyes movies are awesome. Yeah. So never mind.
Yeah, I was going to say, they didn't say
that. I just think it's Idris Elba, man. Oh, why do I got to black everything? It's like, he's British. He just looks like he would be the black guy that played James Bond to me. Okay. You tripped out when he was blonde headed. Who cares?
Daniel Craig.
Yeah, blonde haired James Bond doesn't make sense either.
He's like a distinguished gentleman.
I thought that was always.
Just got to be.
It's got to be. Had to be somebody.
Got to be dapper.
Yeah,
dapper. Yeah, that's the word. Just like Tomb Raider, on the opposite row. It's like I see. You see all these fake news ads. Like, I mean, hell, you posted one the other day with music. Like, some famous musician. some famous musician said so and so about politics, and then you people share it and be like, I'll never listen to him again. Or I knew he was awesome. Yeah, it goes one or two ways. But same thing with
Bad Bunny.
Same thing with Tomb Raider. It's like Sydney Sweeney's the next Tomb Raider, and I was like,
okay,
I'm not mad at it. And let's then the
only recommendation I have for Tomb Raider is big chest hairs.
That's it.
Chesticles.
Yeah, that's all there is.
So
and they got to be pointy. Box
that was PlayStation 1.
Hell yeah, they're original.
And
I want square titties.
I need.
Got to be a box.
I need all the angles.
Probably a horrible example, but like you see what I'm saying? Like even hell, Batman's got a particular, like a lot of people was upset about the latest Batman guy. You know, he was Twilight. Pattinson.
Oh, Robert Pattinson.
But like turns out he's pretty cool at it. People were upset about Affleck being Batman. It wasn't a bad
Batman. That sucked, dude.
Yeah,
I didn't mind it.
That was probably the worst.
I didn't even
Val Kilmer.
See, but some people like that.
There's nobody that likes Val Kilmer.
I put Val Kilmer over George Clooney.
Okay. What?
Okay.
George Clooney was the bat.
He had nipples.
The bat suit had nipples.
Yeah.
I thought that was a Clooney suit.
It was.
Yeah.
I mean, not Clooney, but Kilmer.
I'm pretty sure it was Val Kilmer. And he also went through the drive-thru at McDonald's in that one.
Yeah.
And they had a shitty Batmobile.
I remember going to Six Flags as a kid, and it was right when they built the bat ride over there.
I was too fat to ride it.
Are you fucking with me?
No.
What confessions?
Wow. You just brought up some trauma.
So,
go get the TV and let's pull the tape.
These are my confessions.
I couldn't fit in the fucking, you know, over the chest thing.
Yeah, the thing wouldn't latch.
Snap.
Yeah.
You better be glad they went by the rules instead of like that one kid like 3 years ago or whatever in Florida.
A
little circle thing that goes up and shoots and goes like that. And it got
right through it.
Yeah. You didn't see that video? Graphic.
Yeah.
I don't watch current events.
That's a good one to miss.
Yeah. Or
current events.
If you like that kind of stuff. I mean, you missed a good one.
Yeah, well, you know, I do like to watch good death.
Yeah. Every now and then. We're all vicarious.
Yeah. Final destination.
Can't beat a good real life death.
Wow. I mean, that just
really gets me going.
Give me a bowl of soup and a knife beaten. I'm good to go.
Yeah, I'm good to go. I got my peeps.
How was the commercials?
On TV. I'm good.
How was the Super Bowl ads?
The best one was Budweiser.
Yeah, Budweiser killed it.
The horse and the eagle.
Yeah. And then I like the Michelob. I like the Ultra commercial. It was pretty good.
Tell me more.
You remember when they were like, God damn it. So they were like sitting there and I thought it was a Budweiser commercial because they were in the like snowy ice and there was a horse.
Oh no, that was the Star Wars?
I thought that was a Pepsi commercial where they had the polar bears. They had the Coca-Cola.
I had smoked a lot that day.
They had the Coca-Cola polar bears drinking Pepsi, and I was like, that was pretty sharp.
I saw an AI video of the Coca-Cola commercial, but they AI switched Coca-Cola to cocaine, and it was the same commercial, but they were all on cocaine.
Yeah,
it was really cool.
See, AI is perfectly fine for some things.
Yeah, cool. Some things is what it's meant for. Yeah, I can't really remember that many of the commercials, to be honest with you.
Yeah, they were the Budweiser and whichever one.
They had no movie trailer.
What about the Mama Justice commercial?
Okay. I wonder how much.
What the fuck?
I was sitting there, I'm like, how in the fuck is there a Mama Justice?
I'm pretty sure it's just an R.
That was WCB. That was too low.
They do have local commercial spot.
Yeah.
Hearing the.
They didn't have no movie trailers.
I wish somebody would.
The Mission to Mars or whatever with the. The world is, or the sun is dying.
Project Hail Mary?
Yes, Project Hail Mary.
Yeah, Ryan Gosling, where he's throwing that football to promote it through that donut. And it's like, what happened to the Remember Your Titans quarterback sunshine throw emotion?
What was your favorite commercial, Brother Kyle?
I was at work.
You didn't see it.
And that Super Bowl was trash.
Wasn't a fun game.
The game was not good.
No.
I'm like, I'm glad I'm at work.
Seahawks whooped the shit out of the Patriots.
Fourth quarter was like the best, and it was like, okay, so Seattle already won. So they kind of cut the Jets off and kind of letting you move.
I kind of liked the Bad Bunny's like production. I liked all the.
To be honest with you, dude, I didn't think anything was wrong with that halftime show.
I liked all the human.
I was just disappointed that.
stocks or whatever the fuck.
The only thing I wish they would have done would have had subtitles.
Well, that would have been an FCC violation, as we have been seeing people share that the NFL has been sued for $10 million because Bad Bunny broke FCC violations by cussing and doing explicit language in Spanish, and everybody knows it's illegal. Clause 1.13274972 back in 2006.
I'm just disappointed that he didn't wear the dress like he promised.
Yeah.
Yeah. Follow through, man. I want to see the humiliation ritual.
Yeah. I did enjoy to watch all the social media backlash from the halftime
show. I'm going to turning point.
I mean, I enjoyed all the dancers.
Them dancers on the Bad Bunny.
The dancers were doing
it. I just want to drink my beer.
Except for the one couple, but you know, we won't bring that up.
Did y'all see the?
They got married.
Oh yeah.
You didn't have an actual marriage.
They invited Bad Bunny to their wedding. And he said he couldn't make it, but like instead, how about y'all do this
during the Super Bowl halftime show?
The guy that published that AI story? I made it all up.
Just kidding. Maybe
they did y'all. See the Patriots receiver Mac Hollins arrive at the Super Bowl and it's fucking like he just got out of prison.
Yeah.
And his damn ankle.
Ankle
chains and handcuffs and a maroon ones piece.
They were getting ready for
with a damn Hannibal mask on.
Yeah. Do it up.
And you know who got the leave in that outfit?
Stephon
Diggs. Well, he was having a hell of a night. That was one thing interesting. Anytime anything was happening in the sideline, it was that Diggs was going to be involved. Boy, he was fired up. Like, how many times? Like, we saw he got away with that one where he had, like, hit. I mean, the guy had his helmet on, but, like, he had thrown Anyway, Stephon Diggs, shout out. Thanks for the entertainment.
They will never beat Michael Jackson and Prince.
No.
Can you take me high?
That's a.
You want some Creed?
That will never happen.
Yeah. Creed will never do that.
Nope. I'm hoping for Metallica.
They missed that boat.
Okay, so, I mean, obviously, we just had Turning Point USA, Kid Rock, Lee Bryce, Brantley Gilbert.
He knows mine.
Damn, did you watch the Turning Point?
No, he stood up and put his hand over his heart.
I put my hand over my chest and looked at an American flag. God bless Turning Point. You couldn't not see the post. Everybody talking about this or that. And I was like, the names got burned into my brain.
I just knew Bradley Gilbert.
But real talk, I mean, like, even if he was going to try to do something really silly like that, and I don't know. Hell, they got, you say silly, over 5 million people watched it, but 5 million people.
I think they both sucked.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. Some people, they both ruled. Okay, nobody's gonna say that, but
apparently the opening with Green Day was where it was at.
Why are they opening? Like, name one band that wouldn't be fucking polarizing and somebody wouldn't have something to fucking gripe or complain about.
I hate Green Day, but I feel like they're worthy enough to do the halftime.
Yeah.
I feel like they should have done the halftime, and Bad Bunny probably should have done the opening.
Okay.
I do.
What about this? I think you could do one, two, or three. You could do Taylor Swift, Sabrina Carpenter, or Billie Eilish. All three of those could do a halftime show.
I feel like we might see a Billie Eilish halftime show.
I have a feeling that sounds like something that could happen. Like, you know how they did all the hip hop with everybody?
Yeah.
They could do that. They could do a collaboration like that and have like 10 top stars up there doing that.
And I really don't think it's that divisive.
Jelly Roll.
God, no.
Somebody save me. Brothers and sisters.
From this cheeseburger.
Hey, man. You ain't seen him lately.
Yeah, he's lost like 200 pounds or
something. Ain't he supposed to be getting rid of them face tattoos?
I'm sure.
Ain't he got some removed?
I hear rumor that he is a clone. That they cloned his ass.
As wrestling motivated him to lose weight when he made a little cameo SummerSlam. And it took like Randy Orton and somebody else to help him up the mat.
He was a big old dude. Like, unhealthily big.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still sucks, though.
He couldn't ride that ride.
I bet he couldn't get on the fucking Batman ride.
He was riding that ride, dude. So I remember I was born there.
I'll pay you $2,000.
It was right back when they had first built the, I think they called it the Riddler at Six Flags over Atlanta. And they had like the Batman show set up with the Batmobile and pyrotechnics and all kinds of things. I was like 8 years old.
Blew me away.
And that was Six Flags.
You remember the T-model cars that you could
hell
drive?
Yeah, you could drive them around.
Yep. I thought I was really driving.
No, they're like a real
yeah. I'm like, this thing's got crazy scared.
Hell yeah, dude.
I remember my grandparents would take us every summer, dude. And that would be the only ride that my grandfather would get on was the stupid little cars going around in a circle.
Did you go to Stone Mountain?
Oh, yeah.
Did you go watch the laser?
I seen
4th
it.
Of July.
Hell yeah. I've seen that. Hell yeah.
I did, too.
Shit.
That's what actually one of the
was it worth
mountains.
The drive? Nah. But it was cool.
I rode a train.
Yeah. Did you go up on top of the hill?
Look the mountain?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went on top of that. Ain't a hill. It's a mountain.
It looked like a hill.
No, it's just a big ass rock with a couple trees on it.
So tall.
See, Alex climbed that.
I remember the first time I went as a child, I stood there at Splash Mountain on the little walkway across the splash because I didn't want to get wet. That was a big fucking
mistake. Did you ever go to Whitewater?
Yeah.
When you was little, man, yeah. I was
never got to do any of this stuff, guys.
I don't want to go to Six Flags. I want to go to Whitewater. That's where it was at.
Whitewater was cool.
I remember I was light and skinny, I got stuck in the tunnel, and I had to wait on some stranger to knock me loose. Get stuck in a little flat part of the tunnel.
Oh, you didn't have enough weight to push you down.
Yeah.
Huh?
Like, I'm sitting in there, sitting in the darkness.
I'm just here.
Sitting in darkness.
Wait for the next person to come through.
We just hit somebody.
We just hit this little kid. I
remember.
We're trying to get him out of there anyway.
You remember the bathroom where, like, people go change? And you see, like, an old man with fucking nuts down to his knees. Like, why is that old man just, like, galloping about, free as all get out? That's scarring as a little kid.
That was back before.
I'm talking about looked like he was 88.
Really?
Had to throw his nuts over his shoulder.
Nicknamed with stretch nuts.
Yeah. Underground Atlanta, man.
Underground Atlanta.
See, y'all talk about it. I went to Six Flags once. That's it.
Six Flags, Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, that's the one I went to.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's where the wrestlers went. It has the longest, fastest roller coaster or
that's
highest.
They don't have the same ball.
It looked intense.
Hey, I want to see if Kyle knew anything about it, but movie wise, Brute 1976.
Brute 1976.
Yeah, I told you about it about like 2 years ago, and I was like, this might be something. That I just watched
the Brutalist starring Adrian Brody.
It's one of those movies. That's kind of it's not great. But with a few tweaks, probably an amazing movie. And it really is. It's very campy. It's very kind of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Hills Have Eyes.
Like, I've seen this. Is it on Tubi?
Yeah, it's on Tubi. It's on there now.
I'm gonna watch it tonight.
It could be a damn good movie.
Does it look like X?
No, not quite. I know but it's not.
Dude, I watched the movie he recommended back in October. Fucking Match.
Oh, yeah? How old?
That's a Tubi original.
Yeah, yeah.
That may be their peak.
I told you it was a good-ass movie, dude.
And I tried to watch another one. I was like, all right, Tubi, I hear you, Tubi originals. Then I watched one, like, take out. Made it 15 minutes. Like,
nope.
Yeah.
Doing it.
Yeah, you get
one. We had one the other day. What was it called? Eagle Rare or something?
No, Ride the Eagle.
Ride the Eagle.
It was...
Now, granted, like, there was a whole lot going on, but, like, even just kind of eyeballing it from time to time, it was a whole lot.
You watch Match?
You know what came on after that was David Cross. You know him, comedian?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen him. I fell asleep during his Bonnaroo stand-up.
I can see that. He's not real exciting. But
I liked his – I used to have like 4 of his CDs. I liked him.
No, his CDs? Like you're talking about his comedy routines?
Yeah. Yeah, that's when I didn't go see him.
Like I said, I like his productions. Like I thought I would like the
– Run, running,
it's
run.
Like – it's when he was like the portraying the butterfly catcher. Sorry.
Okay.
It's on Tubi.
Yeah.
David Cross, go check it out.
Run, runny, run.
It had a great soundtrack. Had a lot of 8-Bit Brothers.
That's a boner. You did that too.
David Cross.
Yeah, sorry, I fell asleep, disrespected your stand-up, but...
But it was nice and cool in there.
Yeah, it was nice and cool, but sweat my balls off for 3 days, and you go into an air-conditioned tent off of 3 hours of sleeping in the car, or a tent.
And you're like,
yeah. I seen him and Finesse Mitchell, I think is his name. Like a fake Tracy Morgan.
Finesse. Okay, yeah, I think I know who you talked about. Yeah.
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 Something like that. The guy that never made it.
We're playing balls ball. Or football, not balls ball.
Balls ball?
As long as you are.
Fuck!
Use your balls.
John Mocks. Varsity Blues, man.
Balls I don't balls. Want your light.
Do I?
Hell yeah.
Fried chicken tonight, whatever you said.
Fried chicken tonight.
That's not that great of a movie.
Varsity Blues?
It was good when it came
it
out.
Was it was fucking fantastic.
Have you seen it?
Hold up. Yeah, no, I haven't watched
it. Not hold up. Here's one, too. Here's one. Danny called it. I put it on. I went back and watched it again because I missed most of it. But Anaconda.
Oh, yeah. Anaconda.
For real.
John Boyack.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people in the movie. I totally forgot.
Oh, no. I haven't watched it. Like Danny said to do it.
I was like, what the hell?
Trash. Yeah.
So the new Anaconda is bad.
That's what I heard. On my little guy on YouTube, I saw a thumbnail. He's pretty much said trash.
Who are the actors in it? Is anybody hot? Like
Jack Black, Paul Rudd. I don't know the female. Like, I think Jason Momoa. I don't know any female leads. Yeah.
Jason Momoa? There's got to be some hot female
lead. My name is Jason. I don't know.
J-Lo. You see, it's not the Anaconda remake that you think it would be.
Dude, like...
It's like, let's be like, it's
think
like
about the original.
Into a comedy.
Think about the original Anaconda.
Yeah.
Original Anaconda.
Huh?
The cast. Go. I mean like, straight bangers.
Man, every all of them. Yeah, it's like, dang.
Ice Cube. J-Lo.
Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson, yeah.
who's the redheaded chick?
Who's that old guy?
Hell yeah.
That's John Boy.
That's John Boy. That Angelina Jolie daddy.
Yep.
That's right.
He has everybody in it. It's like, damn. Totally forgot.
Like that was
a star study.
Yeah, right when I put the movie on and it was going through the credits and it opened up and like movie had been playing like 10-15 minutes and that was the first thing Webb said. He's like,
damn, with a lot of people
in this. I was like, I forgot how many people was in this. And it was like early.
Yeah.
I got a movie that's got everybody in it.
That was one of Ice Cube's first fucking roles, man.
Friday was
first role.
Yeah, that was his first one.
Yeah. Yep.
I got a movie that's got a bunch of people in it you probably ain't never heard of. To Will. 10 years. About a 10-year high school reunion.
10 years.
Yeah.
Not the band movie.
Yeah, about 10 years.
Get a little confusion.
Let me just name off some people that's in it. Have you ever heard of this? 10 years.
He told me about it, and I was like, I didn't know.
It's got Channing Tatum.
I wonder if it's on Tubi. Watch along.
You can find out what it's on real quick. Let's see.
Yes, on Tubi.
It is on Tubi.
I'll be there.
There we go.
Tubi got everything.
Yep.
It's got Channing Tatum, Rosario Dawson. Hold on, I'm pulling it back up. I'm on his Wi-Fi.
Leonardo.
Oh, man.
Yes,
the Wi-Fi yes, got sick.
Yeah, there we go. It's free flowing now.
Chris Pratt. Justin Long.
What?
Justin. Oscar Isaac.
Yeah, man, he gets killed in this one.
Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn, how is this film?
Kate Mara.
Is that McDreamy?
No, it's not McDreamy. How old is this film? Patrick it's like Nipsey? 2010.
Oh, that was when they was all young.
Yeah. It was like starting off, man.
You probably don't know who Kate Mara is, but you know who she is. It's that redhead that's like in the movie Shooter. The Mark Wahlberg. Wicked Good Time. Mark Wahlberg, Shooter.
Okay. Good movie, yeah.
I seen it once or twice.
I know, but Alan seen it. It was a drone classic.
When you say like redheaded chick, I got like three that pop in.
I'm like,
Are you talking about
Borat's wife?
No, that's the hottest one. This chick. She was in like the first season of American Horror Story.
Oh, yeah. That
one. Yeah. Okay.
Super hot nun.
Yeah. She was in Transformers.
What? Yeah, she was the love interest in Transformers.
Yeah. I thought that was Megan Fox.
She was the one that was a Transformer.
Yeah.
Oh. The one that was a Transformer. A trans. What?
She was. She was a Transformer. She was a robot.
Am I wrong?
She voiced
a
robot, yes.
No. Like, looked up, it was Transformer, like, when he went away to college, she was like Decepticon. I swear.
Missed that part.
Pull up her rose. Katie Mara.
She was the leader of the Decepticons.
She was the Grand Marshal of the March of the Gingers.
Well, anywho.
She was the Grand Wizard.
Anything you'd like to add, Joe?
He's like, now you're talking.
Now I'm getting into shit I can get into. There we go.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Prenuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a small business owner, you already know what it takes to keep everything moving. You're juggling customers, invoices, and about 100 decisions every day. Thankfully, taxes don't have to be one more thing on that list. With Intuit TurboTax, you can get your business taxes done for you with a full-service expert. TurboTax matches you with your dedicated tax expert who knows your industry, understands your business write-offs, and gives you the personalized advice your business deserves. Upload your documents right in the app, hand everything off, and still feel like you're in the loop the whole way through. You can even get real-time updates on your expert's progress right in the app, which makes it so much easier to stay on track. And you can get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com to get matched with an expert today. Only available with TurboTax full service experts.
She's only 5 months older than me.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to spend a little time on music. We haven't had that in a while, but like...
Oh, she's in Friendship. I forgot she's in Friendship. The Tim Robbins movie.
You think? Yeah.
She's his wife.
Ooh. Okay, I still got to watch that. Paul Rudd.
It's on HBO Max.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch it, too. I have to wait anymore.
Oh.
Wait for it to get on
Tubi. Wait for Tubi. I
thought Cole had like every one of them.
Dude, I'm rarely there.
He just pays rent.
It's where I store my shit.
It's just my storage unit.
Yeah. She's in The Martian. She was one of the Fantastic Four that nobody saw, that old one.
I like all the Fantastic
Four. Well, good for her. She's got some.
She was in Tron, American Horror Story, 10 years. 127 Hours, Iron Man 2. Entourage.
That'll be your dime of the week.
Shooter. No. That's my dime of the week. Coffee. Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, I remember her rolling. Yeah.
Alan perked up a little bit.
They didn't do no fishing in that movie.
He
was like, oh, yeah. I remember.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's right. It was right after the butt sex.
Dear Samantha, that movie's funny, dude. Gyllenhaal comes out there and hugs on his neck, puts his arm around him. Heath Ledger's like, "Man, get off, man, gay." Like, I beg to differ. About 5 minutes ago in that tent.
It's the greatest sin you could commit. You lie to everybody, including yourself.
His wife put a note on the end of that fishing pole that he came back with. Didn't even look at the fishing.
Nope,
I thought y'all going up on that mountain to go fishing.
Didn't do no fishing, did you?
No.
They did some kind of fishing.
Ain't no fishing.
They dangled the worm.
Booty.
dangle the worm out there at least.
I taught her how to dangle.
Music wise, what y'all been into?
Oh, funny you speak of.
Speaking to do.
NGD porno. No, it's NGD porno.
Wow. NGD. Anything you'd like to add to it?
No, no.
I'm sorry, what?
Let me go find. It's a fucking crazy name. Angie Dupreen? Yeah. Angie Dupreen. Angie Dupreen. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's put that into Google Translate.
Let's do it. I translated all of that, buddy.
What? Yeah. I saw like an older video of Wet Leg. Chick was had her brown hair. I was like,
yeah, that's when she was regular.
I was like, that was her peak there.
Was it a tiny desk?
No, it wasn't a tiny desk.
It was during COVID.
It was just like an outdoor show of some sort.
Man, that must be on my YouTube. Yeah, it's on my YouTube.
But yeah.
Angie D. Poutrine. Yeah.
Okay. There it is.
Never heard of them?
Nope.
It's like a jam band.
They don't sing. Is that the one you showed me? That look wild, too.
Yeah, they look.
I'm talking, they got like cartoon character costumes like, all.
Yeah.
Well, they're that. I don't
like all losers.
I'll show you a little clip.
Yeah, you got to see this. This is wild. And they're pretty good. They're jamming out.
That kind of reminds me of another good plug that Cleaver put you on.
Oh, yeah. The Jazz Report from the Hood.
Yeah, that was pretty tight. I like
that. Shit was good. I've turned a lot of people on to that. I made people listen to it at work one day, mm-hmm. and they're like, this is pretty cool here. I'm like, yeah. A friend of mine showed me these guys. He usually doesn't miss.
Yeah. Perfect vibe for work.
Really. Dude,
anytime you put that shit in the background, it's kind of like Taylor Hollingsworth. You put him in the background, just go with it.
We were doing a fucking transfer, right? You know, moving plants from room to room. That shit was playing in the background the whole time. Everybody was like,
yeah.
Who is shit. It?
Omasta.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Mod is Yahoo.
It's like jazzy hood music.
It's like jazzy.
The name of the record is Jazz Report from the Hood.
Yeah.
And it's a red cover with white and black kind of artwork on it. I think there's a naked black chick on it.
I've come across some other music that's really cool. It was a whole new genre of music, I guess you could say. The gothic country we were talking about.
Gothic country.
Yeah.
It's like country, but about murder and death and all kinds of dark stuff. If you're an old metal fan, you would really enjoy it. So I'm like, I'll give it a try.
I heard that was the third halftime show.
Great American Country. Y'all remember the Gack channel?
Wow. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Little Gack.
That was what at CMT they took it off there.
Yeah. Great American Country.
No, like early day, like what people define like gothic country, and it may have fought like more into like the Brantley Gilbert tour, like there was a little hip hop over gothic. Was a lot of people would refer Upchurch as early gothic country.
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay. I don't know today.
Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
I seen a clip of Jimmy Roll.
I can't stand his music or him. His wife is hot, but he sucks.
And the porn star, are we?
He was inducted into the Grand Ole Opry.
His
Grand Ole Opry Hall of Fame.
His clone was inducted in the Grand Ole Opry Hall.
That was when he was fat.
Doesn't matter.
Because he had to hug Joe Rogan. Because brought over with so much emotion.
I appreciate y'all.
Have you not took his tour of his house in Nashville on YouTube?
I know that. I met him in real life. I know.
He's the sweetest guy.
I was there when one of the tattoos got put on his face. Fuck that dude.
He wasn't nice to you?
Hell no. He's a fucking dick.
He says that about every celebrity he's met.
They all are, dude.
That's a porch talk rumor.
Carry on.
Yeah. No.
I saw.
No. Oh, here.
I saw that dog.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Why was he a dick?
he was just like entitled, dude. We were sitting there in this tattoo shop in Clarksville, or not Clarksville, Murfreesboro, Tennessee, because you know he's from that area. And we were just sitting there, and all of a sudden, all these people come into the tattoo shop, like six fucking people.
This is my entourage.
They're all loud as shit, and we're all in there, you know, just smoking weed and chilling. And he comes in with his fucking entourage, and like we have to stop everything we're doing just to cater to these fucking people. And it's just not something I want to be a part of.
He's time is money for Jelly Roll. He's got to get his face tattooed and get out. The old records are being made. This is probably rap era Jelly Roll.
It was rap era Jelly Roll.
Oh yeah.
Fucking dick hole.
I seen 2006.
That must have been when he played it in Birmingham.
2006, I think it was a clip of him with Lil White rapping.
Yeah.
I saw a video about that too. Bring back 2006 Jelly Roll.
I enjoyed watching him like take a tour of Jelly Roll's house on YouTube.
I saw him with braids. Bring back Jelly Roll with braids.
I saw him ride his four wheeler out in the woods on his land. And he parked by this creek and he's like, this is where I go to meditate. Sometimes it just gets overwhelming. This is my place of peace. Now you hear that? Nothing. No interstate. No car horn. Just me and God.
That sounds like you like him a lot more than you say you do.
Biggest Jelly Roll fan.
In the following video, I saw him pull up to a Shell gas station and said, that's where I pump my gas. 87 octane. 264.9 a gallon. And inside, they got my favorite, Jack Leaks. This episode is sponsored by Jack Leaks. I'm just fucking with you. No, we're not sponsored, but yeah. Jelly Roll, everybody. Where's that Sasquatch at, dog?
Yeah, well,
messing with Sasquatch.
Speaking of Sasquatch and things that might not be real but could be and is and might happen. Okay, I'm going somewhere with it. One of my dreams might be coming true. So Tool just had a interview, and they were talking about a new album coming out.
I read that with Dana Carey talking about a new album,
and then also possibly having a residency at the Sphere.
I saw that too,
and I was like, "Hell yes!"
Into that, dude.
We're finally going.
Hell yes! I'm like, is it gonna happen? Is this gonna be something that's gonna come true for me?
I thought I wanted to go for Dead and Co. No,
Tool.
Yes,
because even they were like, I think we would be the band for that. I'm like, well, fuck yeah, you would.
I've struggled to. In my mind, to like, that's the band.
Because that's the band.
Because like, hell, their visuals alone
can do it. But like Tool, that would be
completely immersive.
Just on a regular stage, their visuals are just wild. As
pretty
it
cool.
Is. So imagine cool. In the Sphere, you'd be like, what?
Yeah.
So yeah, there we go. I was happy about that. So there's my
I was I was looking into going to the Sphere for Dead and Company.
Too much. We've got a year and a half or so to plan.
I feel like
for
we
this.
Should start planning.
Maybe 2 years, depending, because they're talking about their new album coming out in 2027. So that'll be around
Dear
the time.
Diary.
Yeah.
I'd want to do like Knocked Up and go watch Blue Man or Circus
Olay. Circus
Olay.
Sure. Well, I mean, you're going to do that for sure.
Well, I mean, let us go and hit the Tool show, and then we'll hit Circus Olay.
Everything else around.
That shit's so funny.
Yeah.
They're at work right now. What did you do at work today? I held my friend up.
I hope everyone got the hell out of there okay.
Almost died. Whoa, the shrooms are turning on me, man. That's the most realistic shroom scene in a movie to me. Right when they go back to the hotel room and Paul Rudd's like, there's 11 chairs in this room. 11. I've counted them.
I counted them twice.
Yeah. He sits in the strap and he's like, I don't like this one.
This makes me feel weird.
I've been there. I know that. Uh-oh. I don't like sitting in this corner. I got to move over to the next
one. I don't feel comfortable here.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to another room.
Speaking of things that may or may not be real.
Another Sasquatch.
No. Former President Obama just confirmed aliens are real on the podcast.
I mean, that's been confirmed like four or five times, at least.
Are aliens real?
Yes.
Obama, they're real, but I haven't seen them. They're not being kept in a, what is it, Area 51?
Anything you like to add, Joe?
Pretty good Obama Area there, huh?
What's the real base? Area 51 is just like an air base.
What's that underground shit the in underground Mexico? Legend. Dolce.
Dolce & Gabbana.
No, it's a
S7, I think, is the actual base. That's where Bob Lazar worked, anyway.
Yeah.
Bob Lazar, that sounds like an alien's name.
Yeah,
Bob Lazar. He's the leader of the Cosquats. Bob Lazar.
That's the same kind of name. Like, I feel like if I stood in front of a mirror and said it five times, he might appear.
Yeah. You never know.
I wish that would happen for like Terrence McKinnon.
I wish it would happen for like Anna De Armas or something. That'd be great.
You're like, give me some of your mushroom wisdom, Terrence McKinnon.
All righty. What? Okay.
What else we got?
We may have the next Albert Einstein walking Earth.
Yeah.
Her name is Sabrina Gonzalez Pesterski.
Good Lord.
She another theory of relativity?
At 14, she built an airplane in her backyard. At 16, she flew it alone. At 21, she graduated from MIT with a perfect
GPA. More of a right brother. It was a right sister.
Today, she studies mysteries even Albert Einstein couldn't solve. Stephen Hawking referenced her work before he died. Jeff Bezos tried to hire. She said, nope.
Nah, her last name is Gonzalez. It was probably my
name. It's a middle name. It's Pesterki. Pesterki.
Misa, no, hey, no, he.
I thought this was America. Now I will read all the names on the Epstein list.
Thank you.
All right.
Need that.
Number one.
Alexandria Acosta. Gloria Allred. Julian Assange. Vincent Bambino.
Oh, that's a lot.
Steve Julian Assange?
That's what it says. Beyonce. Yeah. Hunter Biden.
What? Not Hunter Biden.
Our next president.
I have a candle that I burn incense with.
Jay-Z, Michael Jackson.
Well, we already talked about how we could see Michael.
Philip Frost. It's just a bunch of people I've never heard of.
I've heard that.
Steve Bannon.
There's
five pages.
I'm trying to say that I've heard them say that there's not really a pedophilia ring, more like.
I think they just went down there and played pickleball.
Consensual sex ring. Like, they all did. They've not been able to prove.
What about all the victims, John?
They've not been able to prove.
It was just a big swing.
No
party.
Non-consensual.
You know the little blue and white striped building? The little temple?
Blue and white striped
on the island?
Like from Doctor Who?
No, have you never been to the island on YouTube?
We have not been there.
I would like to clarify. I hope everybody got the hell out of there.
Away from the house is like a little blue and white vertical striped or black and white, like temple. And I saw blueprints where that's just a tippy top. Underground.
Goes under.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a big pyramid.
I saw a picture of Jeffrey Epstein still alive in New York on the internet.
He had his face swapped.
He just had a beard.
Like, face off.
He just had a beard. Longer hair. Looked a little disheveled.
I saw Tupac like that, too.
Yeah, just had a beard.
Yeah, had a beard.
Looked a little disheveled.
Yeah, some dreads.
Jim Morrison lives in South Africa.
Don't doubt it. Sure. Now, honest to God, I don't doubt it.
Yep.
Because if there is enough evidence for them to fake something, then that means something is happening for real.
I never leave nothing out, Chance. When Bohemian Grove's real.
Yeah.
That right there is like, if that's real, anything can be. Rich dudes getting in the woods for 2 weeks in the middle of the summer to worship an owl statue wearing robes.
Dresses.
Yeah. So progressive.
Well, speaking of Epstein, Which you had Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Did y'all do anything special?
I went to Walmart.
Yeah, yeah. Sweet.
Spend $100. Just like that.
Yeah.
Just like that.
If I had two dozen roses.
Just like nothing. It's like four bags.
You got four bags out of it? You did good.
Yeah, I was going to say, you did some bargain shopping.
Yeah, for real. You went to the clearance aisle.
I'll go in there and spend $50 on coffee and fucking toilet paper.
Yeah, yeah. Easy. I think Valentine's Day, all I did, I just randomly text people, I want to find love.
I texted one of my exes, dude. So it was fun, though. We had a nice conversation.
Yeah.
Never go full retard.
Yeah, never go full retard.
No.
End up going home empty handed.
Oh, man. Music, that new J. Cole's out. I like it.
Like we were talking about earlier, man, that new T.I. is good, too. It's like 2006 all over again.
I thought you said U.T.I. Yeah,
that U.T.I., man.
It's just like 2004 all over again.
That's right, all them U.T.I.s.
Urinary tract infection.
Be like, why is it burning when I pee? I think I got an STD. They shut a cotton swab up your dick hole. Oh, you just got a UTI. Yeah.
That's how I did my COVID test.
You stubbed the Q-tip up your dick hole?
Yeah. He hit the reset button.
That's a red button in the back.
Like, oh, damn.
And like, sir, there was semen residue on the Q-tip. Did you stick it in your nose? I don't know. I stuck it in my dick hole.
I did that right after I did my colon Cologuard box.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Where you see the Q-tip.
He meant white poke.
That's where you take a shit in a box and send it off.
Yeah. It's the only place you're just acceptable. That's what they want you to do.
I remember when I was a kid, I had to shit in one of these little plastic things. And I was like, I was probably like 9 or something.
Am I really doing this?
I'm like, this is weird, Mom. I don't want to do this. I'm like, how am I supposed to do it?
Just make it
you
happen.
Remember Out Cold?
Yeah, yeah.
That movie.
That was a movie.
Remember that dude took that drug test and just shit in the cup?
Yeah.
Here you go.
A little turd on the damn. I need a sample. Oh, not a stool sample. Oh, okay.
You can rub one out in the cup. You know, that'd be fine.
Out Cold.
That was the movie.
2000s that was comedy.
Yeah, that was the
that
one.
That and Grind.
Grind and Out Cold. Yeah, both of those were where they were.
Barry White.
Aren't they coming out with another Super Troopers?
Yes, they are. I hope it's better than the second one.
I mean,
Leave it alone. Move on. They're trying to regain that same momentum they had with the first one. It's just impossible.
That first one.
I rewatched it the other day since y'all was had Happy Gilmore 2 so high up in your comedy legacies.
Yeah.
Now there's been time. How do we feel about that?
I'm still with it.
You gotta go back and watch some real comedies.
I hadn't watched it.
I think people are just reaching out of desperation of like, please make me laugh.
I mean, it was good, but it ain't nothing.
Nothing makes me laugh anymore.
We can't pull over. We already pulled over. We can't pull over any further, man.
Like, I can't even watch stand-up anymore.
Going up to the border for some french fries and gravy, sir.
I'll be sitting there watching stand-up, and I don't even laugh. I'm just like, that's funny.
Stand-up ain't funny. Man.
Yeah, even the Dave Chappelle last one sucked.
Oh, yeah.
It's not funny.
What about the new Cat Williams? I forgot he's on there.
There's this comedian that I do like, though, the Chris Collin or whatever. The real skinny, like, Hispanic guy.
I don't know. I just go back and watch old Bo Burnham's.
Yeah. Hey, there's an old stand-up that I ain't never heard any of y'all talk about. I don't know if y'all ever seen it or not, but the old Eddie Griffin, Voodoo Child.
Oh, yes.
Man, that thing.
Still to this day.
That was great. Wow.
And like,
that is dirt.
Thank you. Yes. John, anything you'd like to ask?
Outstanding.
That might have been the best one.
Right here.
Oh,
Why don't it hit like that? Because, I mean, you can go back and listen to Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah.
But like, talking about Mitch Hedberg today. Where the fuck you get that bananas?
Yeah, you can listen to it over and over again. It's still like you heard it for the first time. It don't matter. You can recite the thing timeless. The whole time. It's still like you just heard
that,
it.
I mean, that Eddie Griffin is timeless. Like, you see what I'm saying?
That was a great
one. What's it called?
And what's the
Voodoo Child.
The big guy. Big blonde hair guy.
Fluffy.
No.
Big blonde.
This is
Chris Farley.
No.
John Candy.
The dude that had the joke about Hot Pockets, he's like,
oh, Ralphie May?
Pockets.
Oh, no, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, the Poop Pocket guy.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name, though. Name? Yeah, I know who you're talking about. His shit is pretty funny.
He is
funny.
Hilarious, too.
Yeah, I remember that. I don't think he had like a huge special.
No, he had like two HBO specials. That's it.
Yeah.
That was back when HBO did comedy. You remember that
shit? Oh, yeah. Remember what Comedy Def Jam?
Hell yeah.
with Robin Williams. And,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, those were the good days right there. No, Billy Crystal.
Yeah. What did we watch on BET back in the day? Comic View.
A Comic View. Yep. Comic that was View. Good, too.
It was wild to me, and I know, like, to my knowledge, it was the first time I'd ever seen like Adam Sandler on a podcast. But like when he went on Joe,
I'm gonna screenshot this.
He went on Joe Rogan. But like, do you ever see like?
Yeah, you need to watch that if you ain't seen it.
Jerry Seinfeld or like just like comedian
Richard Pryor.
Or
oh yeah, that one.
Go back to his family.
But no, I'm saying, but like, would you ever see them on a podcast?
No.
Who?
It's not the way that things were done back then.
You know, they wouldn't even do it today.
Oh, no. Who? It's just not.
I mean, like I'm thinking, like,
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Fuck yeah, dude. Hell yeah. Leo.
What? Where we at?
It's something about, like, celebrities not doing podcasts or something.
I don't think you should.
I don't think you should. I don't. Like, movie stars used to be movie stars.
That's right.
Like, there was Mystique.
Mystique.
Yeah, and there was like a separation. TV star. Movie
I didn't
star.
Know about his political views.
Yeah, I don't know anything about him. I just love that movie. They did really good. And I think they're that character. I don't even know who they are.
They call an actor the same a character from a movie they played in 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You remember blah, blah, blah from Hoodoo.
Yeah. Call him that name. Like, what are you talking about?
You know, he was in such a fucking what?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, yeah.
How you do it.
Yeah, Leo. Brad Pitt.
It's
those are movie stars.
That's not how their stardom is.
They're already out there. They don't have to do extra.
I feel like podcast is more about promotion. Not already made.
Well, like, it depends, man. Like, podcast is one of two things. Like, it's always going to be like self-production. Yeah. I mean, you could be interviewed as a favor. But, like, somebody to that caliber, like, they're always going to be doing somebody else a favor.
Yeah, they're always doing. Or, like, they come on the podcast, like, even Joe Rogan, when he gets big-time celebrities. It's like,
I don't listen to Joe Rogan. When I saw he had Adam Sandler on, I listened to it.
Yeah.
I'm a Sandler head. But, and he fucking, it was 2 hours and 10 minutes of Joe Rogan talking to Adam Sandler.
Yeah, it's...
I only listen to.
That's not how they.
Do you like it?
No, like, he didn't let Adam Sandler do shit.
I only listened to a whole episode with Alex Jones and Quentin Tarantino.
See, yeah, like I listened to Quentin, but like even then it wasn't like.
Yeah, I don't really like Joe because he overtalks all his guests always. He'll have a fucking physicist on and he'll act like he knows more about fucking physics than they do.
I just look at
that. He's no Bill Maher.
He's no fucking. He don't let people do the baby. Bill Maher fucking rules.
Dude. I love
him. I like
what
when
was
he
that?
Had
what
on.
Was that?
And look, and for all you music people out there who are producing music, you got another step you have to get through. You record the song, you mix the song, you master the song, then you. Mar
and then you
the song because Bill Maher, if he likes your song, he'll cut the introduction out or he'll like cut some parts out of it. It only takes him like 20 seconds, and like he just turned your song into an absolute banger. That's what he does.
Got to mar.
That's the mar.
You got to mar it up.
You
got to
mar it up.
You got to mar it up.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to mar that song up a little bit.
Here I like when he had Dwight.
What was that show he had about religion? Religious or some shit?
Religious.
Religious. That's ridiculousness.
Lost the audio. It deleted itself.
But we got the video. We got video.
We got audio.
And we got audio. You heard testing, right?
Not from the Pro Tools, but anyway. God, that was a good run with Bill Moore. I just noticed like the prompt.
We got to get you another fucking computer.
Thank you.
You got a ThinkPad that.
Yeah, we're gonna upgrade Alan's computer.
I could have got you a MacBook for $95.
Damn.
No.
Damn, why not, bro? No. I was about to say, was it just a MacBook shell with like a Windows XP operating system?
It was literally a book with word Mac written on it.
It was a composite.
$95.
Anything else to do is add a subtract before we walk out here. God, I hate how I lost the fucking audio.
Okay.
That's because you got that fucking prehistoric.
Fuck you, man.
fucking 2003 model. still running.
Is Alan off for President's Day?
Yes. I'll be at the store tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
Holy shit.
Watch out.
I have to work
Monday,
tomorrow.
Monday.
It is Monday tomorrow.
It is. It comes around every week.
Every week.
Hey, fucking nuts. Tabitha ever asked you to use your restroom, we might as well just let her.
She's going to use it regardless.
Yeah, doorway, whatever.
Yeah.
Like she
wherever she's
mark.
At.
Hmm? Like she did at the Sprint Mart.
She did who at the Sprint Mart?
She stole a Slim Jim, so they banned her.
Okay.
So like later on, a couple days later or something, she's like, I got to use y'all's restroom. They're like, no, Tabitha, can't come in here no more. It's like, please. I got to. They're like, nope. She said, okay. I held her, put her pants down, and held herself up with the doors.
Went right there.
Splatter
guts and everything.
No way, dude. That is fucking intense as shit.
Hell yeah.
Do you know where she's living?
We got crazies in Columbus, but they don't shit in the walkway stores.
Do you know where Tabitha's staying, supposedly?
I don't speak on such things.
You know the.
Have you shit in the walkway?
I was like, I've been there, but I ain't gonna tell you. Don't you
know? No, I'm saying
that. No, I hear.
I don't work in that East town. I'm gonna shit.
She stays.
I see her every time I go to that town.
She stays in Michael Myers' old house. You know the street in between. The street in between Friday Mart and the Sprint Mart that has that old white church. Across from that old white church is like a brick old house with half the roof missing.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly she'd be in there.
She used to stay in a place with missing walls and shit.
Yeah, she used to live across the street from my place.
Mm-hmm.
Anything? Oh, what a wonderful note to end on, everybody. Thank you. Porch Fest is April 17th, 18th, and 19th. That's right. We added Sunday.
Boom. Another day.
When? April 17th, 18th, and 19th.
That's right. April 17th.
Oh, you got to move these days. This is WrestleMania days, I think.
What the fuck?
It's like, no.
Is it really?
I believe so.
He's like, there's a festival in Tuple.
It's going to be Porch Fest.
No, that's, you know,
where's it at?
Everything's happening.
Munson Brothers.
Are they going to be open?
Yeah,
until 9.
Yeah, they'll be open at least.
They might go to the website and say 10 p.m. and get there.
There'll be somebody
waving
at you.
Matter of fact,
they won't be waving. They'll be flipping you off.
Fuck you! Fuck you! We're closed.
Yeah.
Fuck you and your pizza.
Yeah, come. New thing this year. You got to pay to play. $10 daily, you can do 20 for the whole weekend.
If you see me or John, it's 25.
25. We get you the special VIP access.
They have special wristbands.
Yeah.
And without further ado. All right.
April 17th, 18th, and
19th. That's it.
What sucks is like we had a lot of good fucking pre-shit on the audio that's fucking gone now.
Yeah, it happens.
Fuck, bro.
Thank you. where I'd like to go when I have to die. I'd like to fall asleep in a dream of your mind. Drift down your canyons, they're so vast and wild. Neural synapses snap in your back, flesh, blood, and wine. I feel like I have been around here before. Deja vu, waking up on the bathroom floor. I've seen hell, and I've seen God, and I'm just fine with leaving the both of them behind. Fall asleep in your mind for the rest of eternity. Fall asleep in your mind. I'd like to stay there permanently.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.